First, I'll do a bit talking about academic programs, and then I'll turn to Vice President Poston to talk about a complimentary set of other reductions and plans on the campus. I just ask us to remember that all this is based on some continuing core values of the university: quality, inclusion, and connectivity. Those underscore everything that I'm going to talk about this morning. We're presently also relying on the design principles that are on the web at shapingthefuture.msu.edu. It laid out for the entire campus, the president, early in the semester, late in the summer, principles that would guide these decisions and discussions. Our task, of course, is to sculpt the university with an eye toward the future, and present strategy is primarily through unit and cross-unit planning. The president has talked about this being a messy process. What that really means is we're trying to have as many conversations as we can, recognizing that there's always more conversations that could be had. In general, as we move through these several coming months, the kinds of considerations can be categorized into five categories: those that have to do with academic planning, changes in operations and functions, general efficiencies, not necessarily changing what we're doing, but doing it more efficiently, policy and procedural changes that will require conversations in various forms on the campus, and changes in the whole frame of services to students. Today we'll talk primarily about items in the first two categories of those five. This, if you remember, also on the shapingthefuture.msu.edu website, gives a sense of the process. While we're making an update today, that's just an update. This process has been ongoing for several weeks and will continue for several months into the future. And importantly, we're essentially right here at this break in this piece. We spent some time in our office and across the campus thinking about, talking about the academic programmatic changes that would be important to reposition the university, recognizing that most of all of these recommendations will now have to move through governance and be considered for consultation back into the process. And this allows us time for that kind of governance conversation. I want to underscore again pieces that are important here. First, some activities will grow in scale while others will be reduced or discontinued. Certainly, as the president shared, discontinuing any activity on a campus is difficult, and no doubt will be the pieces that will gather not just attention but also passion and frustration at times. But we need to remember we also are in the process of growing new activities as well, and we'll continue to do so. Among consideration in a data quantitative set are implications and measures of student learning. That's both numbers of students enrolled in programs and their placement rates and other kinds of student learning outcome measures, academic reputation and research productivity, relative cost and outreach. Again, we're at a point in a very long process. I want to talk a bit about the process looking ahead. Today, I plan to talk about two general categories of recommendations: those that have to do with academic units, that's departments, colleges, schools, those entities, administrative entities, and academic programs. I think we all recognize that most departments actually offer more than one degree program. They may offer an undergraduate degree or two or three, a master's degree or a couple, and doctoral degrees as well. So we have two separate processes in the university, one to deal with academic degree programs and one with academic units. In the case of degree programs, these are the steps. First, there's a request for a moratorium on admissions to a program. That's done so that programs under consideration for disbandment don't enter new students into a program that may not be around in the long term. After consultation with academic governance, the provost then acts upon that moratorium request. Then there's a request from the college forwarded to discontinue or disband the program. And 4A and 4B talk about consultation. Both unit consultation, that is conversations in the department, college, or appropriate unit, as well as formal conversations in academic governance. From those conversations, advice comes back to the provost. The provost then consults with the president and issues a determination on the the disbandment or not of the program. At the end of that process, there's a requirement that the university reports to the statewide academic program review process. Similarly, but importantly different, there's another process for discontinuance of academic units. These are departments, schools, colleges, and the like. Begins much the same, with a request for discontinuance, disbandment, and consultation, both within the unit as well as in the formal governance system. The advice then comes to the provost as it did before. In this case, the provost then makes a recommendation to the president, who in turn makes a recommendation to the board of trustees, who makes a determination on the decision on the unit. Now let me step to some categories of recommendations that I'm making today. These have to do with units. I'm recommending that the College of Agriculture move ahead with consideration of reducing the number of departments in the college from 13 to 6 and make those decisions based upon the intent to aggregate groups, faculty, and students with similar kinds of interests. I'm recommending that the College of Arts and Letters unite the Departments of French, Classics, and Italian with Spanish and Portuguese to create a Romance Language Department. That the College of Natural Science close the Geological Sciences Department. That the College of Communication Arts and Sciences close the Communicative Disorder, Sciences and Disorders Department. And that we reconfigure the administrative responsibility for the four basic science departments that are presently administered by several colleges. And those departments are biochemistry, physiology, pharmacology and toxicology, and microbiology. In addition, there are several places on the campus where I'm recommending we realign the administrative oversight of units. So in particular, joint responsibility of planning, design, and construction would change from Ag and Natural Resources in the College of Social Sciences to College of Social Sciences only. Change the joint administration of food science and human nutrition and the Department of Entomology from College of Agriculture and Natural Resources from Natural Sciences, this is a typo, I apologize. From the College of Natural Sciences to the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources only. And lastly, the Nutritional Sciences major from the College of Natural Science to Agriculture and Natural Resources. So already we see there are unit decisions, there are organizational administrative decisions, and now we'll move to program decisions. I want to repeat, these will be posted on the shapingthefuture.msu.edu website, where we can each take the time to go through and review them.
And also, Provost Wilcox says you will work with ECAC starting on Tuesday to move some of these through.
Yes, this recommendation is actually today the President points out this process with my recommendation today. Actually, deans will now begin to forward recommendations for moratoria and disbandment into the governance system. Program discontinuances. These two pieces I wanted to highlight from the rest of the list that's to continue. These are areas where degrees at all levels, undergraduate, master's, and doctoral, are being recommended for discontinuance. So they're areas of endeavor that the campus would no longer participate in. Those are American Studies in the College of Arts and Letters and Retailing in the College of Communication Arts and Sciences. Organized by degree level and college, these are the individual degree programs on campus that I'm recommending for discontinuance. Environmental Geoscience and Geological Sciences and Natural Science, Educational Specialist degrees in both Curriculum Instruction and Teacher Education and in K-12 Educational Administration in the College of Education. At the Master's level, Interior Design and Facilities Management in the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Theater, that's the Masters of Arts, not the Masters of Fine Arts. So the MA, not the MFA, in the College of Arts and Letters. Counseling in the College of Education. Computational Chemistry, Environmental Geosciences, Geological Sciences, Zoo and Aquarium Management in the College of Natural Sciences. Family Studies, History, that's a secondary school teaching history major, not the history major in the College of Arts and Letters, but the history secondary school teaching.
And not the education major.
Yes, and not the education major. The history secondary school teaching major. Interdisciplinary Studies in Social Science, Global Applications, Marriage and Family Therapy. I want to stop here. Already we've seen titles like ZOO, that I pronounced ZOO, I apologize, Marriage and Family Therapy, Interdisciplinary Global Studies. These are degree programs in areas of endeavor that span much of the other parts of the campus. So we will continue to do offer many degrees and courses of instruction in international work. This particular degree at the master's level in social science is one to be recommended for closing. Similarly, we will continue to do work in family issues across the campus in many departments and locations. This particular master's degree is being recommended for discontinuance. Graduate specializations. These are not degrees that people receive. These are specializations for people studying in other degrees. So if you're majoring in business, you could take a specialization in agribusiness in the College of Agricultural and Natural Resources, for instance. In this list, we have agribusiness, the jazz voice option within the College of Music, not the instrumental jazz array, College of Social Science, Applied Developmental Science, Master's Level Specialization and Doctoral Level, both. Food and Agricultural Standards at both the Master's and Doctoral Level, Research Methods in Clinical Psychology, and Security Administration. At the undergraduate level, bachelor's degrees, Ag and Natural Resources, Environmental Soil Science, Environmental Economics and Policy, Plant Pathology, and Technology Systems Management in the College of Arts and Letters, Classical Studies.
But Provost, you may want to comment that, again, there are areas of study that are available to undergraduates.
Exactly. We're not closing all of our environmental programs. Environmental Policy,
Science,
and Public Policy program continues. Similarly with Soil Science, and there will be other degrees remaining, but these will be removed from the set.
Right there, food and
egg. This is a specialization in food standards for people studying in other areas. Undergraduate majors continued in business, general business administration, pre-law. It's the case that undergraduate students interested in a law future take their coursework in lots of different majors across the campus. This particular aspect of the general business undergraduate degree has been under-enrolled. Relatively few students in this particular part of general business. The general business administration degree will continue. Natural science, earth science, environmental geosciences, geological science, geophysics, physics and geophysics. Those are degree programs, several of which are affiliated with the Department of Geology. Again, we will continue to do geographic earth-oriented work in our Department of Geography, as well as in other parts of natural science and agricultural and natural resources. And lastly on that list, the undergraduate degree in statistics. Not the statistics department, but the undergraduate degree offering in statistics. Additional undergraduate majors in communication arts and sciences, the Communicative Sciences and Disorders degree. If you remember, that's one of the departments recommended for closing. The master's degrees in that department are recommended to move to the Department of Communications, so we'll still have a master's level opportunity, but not an undergraduate opportunity. And lastly, in veterinary medicine, the veterinary technology degree.
Being the only vet school in the state, where would they compare?
We are the only vet school in the state for veterinary doctors. Vet tech programs are now growing at community colleges across the state and the country. So it's a program that's actually migrating to community colleges.
Thank you. And we will continue to work with community colleges.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Undergraduate specializations, again, these are...
Thanks, guys.
These are courses of instruction for students in other majors interested in an aspect of their curriculum in another area. Again, in agriculture and natural science and natural resources, that should read Analytical Foundations of Fishery and Wildlife Biology and Marine Ecosystem Management. In the Broad College of Business, Information Technology and Music Voice Performance in both and bachelor's in the BM of Jazz Studies and Canadian Studies and Social Science. In addition, I want to point out that across the academic enterprise, the deans get credit along with department chairs and faculty across the campus for restructuring their operations such that we will be removing approximately 50 administrative titles from the operation. Those aren't individual people who will move from campus. Many of them are in a faculty role or another role on campus and have assumed an administrative title. We'll be moving away from that model, trying to find efficiencies and make better use of people's time across the campus. Dr. Prisipoli.
Let me just to make sure everybody's on the same page. The programmatic recommendations that are presented today were recommendations that were presented to Provost Wilcox by their deans. And there is nothing in the list that was crafted centrally in terms of this round of change.
Correct. This represents an effort based on recommendations from the campus. Certainly some pieces were modified through discussions within the provost office and provost office with other groups on campus, but it is motivated by a campus discussion.
Motivated by a campus discussion. The next step of these will be another campus discussion where the discussions will occur in the appropriate academic governance committees in accordance with the bylaws for academic governance. And those vary depending on which one of these recommendations is considered graduate, undergraduate. So the next step of the process, we agreed to transparency. And one of the costs of transparency is you get information in the middle of the process. The only program that has gone through the entire process has been the music therapy program, which was in the moratorium. As well as the program changes were reviewed and supported by academic governance at all levels. The rest of these recommendations will now go to academic governance for further review and advice to the provost. So I just need to make sure that we all understand that part of transparency is getting information early and the opportunity to use the process.